Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Here is my impression of someone who just got the inside of their car detailed. I'm talking like from top to bottom. It looks like a brand new car. Here's my impression of those people. 3, 2, 1. All right. Can you please clean your shoes before you step into my car? I know I have floor mats, but I do not want to get them dirty. No food allowed in the car as well. Not even gum, Terry. Not even gum. Spit it out. Spit it out. And don't touch anything either, Terry. I know your hands are absolutely filthy. You know what? Here's some hand sanitizer. Here you go. And even though you use that hand sanitizer, still don't touch anything. I know where your fingers have been. I don't want you mucking up my car. No one move in my car, okay? If you have lint in your pockets, empty it. And scene. Here's my impression of those exact same people like a week later. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Of course you can throw your apple core on the floor. Who cares? Oh, you want to smoke in my car with the windows up? Ha, whatever. I think we all have that one friend who thinks that if they got on an episode of Jeopardy, they would win. And if you're that friend, stop it. You would not win. Of course you can win when you're sitting on your couch and nothing's on the line and you're not playing against two other ridiculously smart people. Like, ever since Jeopardy got on Netflix, people always think that, hey, oh, I watch it all the time on Netflix. I always answer the questions right. I could totally go on Jeopardy and win for like a week straight. No, you couldn't, Dave. No, you couldn't. You got a 55 in high school history. You think you're really gonna do well on Jeopardy? Nuh-uh. We all have that one friend, and it kind of got me thinking, what game show would you have the best chance of winning? Like, which game show would you excel at? Let me know. Call or text 306-938-0963. I kind of realize that I would be horrible at every single game show that has ever existed. Like Cash Cab, you know, the cab that just picks you up, and all of a sudden you're on a game show. Oh, I would fold like a cheap tent. I mean, anytime there's a pressure situation, I do not do great. I'm like, I panic, I get the sweaty hands. For Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Remember that one, Regis Philbin? Yeah? I would get the first five questions right, because anyone could get those first five questions right. It's like, what color is a carrot? Oh, $100. Thanks, Reg. The Weakest Link, remember that one, the lady? You are the weakest link. Goodbye. I couldn't do that one either, because that lady would hurt my feelings. I'm sensitive. I mean, all gingers are. I'd be like, stop yelling at me so much. The one answer people seem to be saying, like, which game show would you excel at? Family Feud. Family Feud is a pressure-packed situation. You got like 3 seconds to answer, and that last round where you have to answer 5 questions in 20 seconds, I would never be able to do that. You ever see the Family Guy episode where Peter Griffin is doing that? Yeah, that would be me.
Okay, Peter, Lois did great. You only need 1 point to win the $5,000. 20 seconds. Name something you sit in.
Chair.
Try again.
Big chair.
No, that's the same thing. Try again.
High chair.
That's still a chair.
Chair.
Say something other than chair.
What if I can't think of anything?
You can pass.
How do I pass?
Just say it.
Say what?
Say pass.
Chair.
Every week for the next couple of weeks, CAA, they're going to come out with a list of the worst roads in all of Saskatchewan. Now, they're not just highways. They're actually roads in the city. Every week, they update it. So every week, they have new numbers, and you can vote until May 8th. Here's the standings when it comes to the worst roads in Saskatchewan. Number one, Highway 26, Good Soil. Apparently that one's really bad. Highway 21, kind of by Paradise Hill, that was number two. And then 795 between St. Walburg and Livelong. That's number three. Those three are the worst. Now, there is a 13-way tie right now for 10th. And every single one of those roads is in Regina. And those aren't the only roads in Regina to make the list. No, apparently two more Regina roads were tied for 7th. So in total, 15 roads in Regina made CAA's list of the worst roads in Saskatchewan. 15! Those are all in the running right now. Can you imagine living in Regina with these roads? I know everyone complains about the roads here in Saskatoon, but apparently they got nothing on the roads in Regina. Picture this. You'll work in Regina. I know, that's already nightmare fuel right there. But you'll work in Regina. You drive home, and on your route, like 7 of these 15 awful roads. Those are the ones that you have to take. It's bumpy, pothole covered. It's just ruining the suspension in your car. Then you get home, and you think, okay, I'm just going to relax with a nice glass of tap water. And you drink it, and you realize, oh, it's Regina's tap water. Blah. If you're still a big Simpsons fan, the new episode coming up on Sunday, oh, it's going to be a gooder. It's going to be a Canada episode. It's going to be titled Dough Canada. See what they did there? Because Homer always says, dough. Yeah, you got it. It's just going to be a Canada-filled episode. They have a Justin Trudeau impersonator playing Justin Trudeau. It's going to sound exactly like him. A bunch of other Canadian celebrities are going to be making cameos. I know what you're thinking. Who cares about The Simpsons? It hasn't been good in years. You still have to show some respect to The Simpsons, though. It's been on for like 30 years. And not just that, but it was a legendary television show. It still is. I mean, it's still on the air. It's still going. Even though people rip on this show for not being funny anymore, it's still going. I gotta stand up for The Simpsons right now because I think people forget just how funny The Simpsons was. There was like an 11-year period where every single episode of The Simpsons was a home run. The Simpsons is fantastic. And then people on Twitter who have like 67 followers go like, The Simpsons, it's not funny at all. Yeah, okay, bud. The Simpsons built an empire on original content and brilliant writing. You can barely make your parents laugh. And yet you're going to go on Twitter and tell your 67 followers, it's not funny, nah, nah, nah. Yes, the last few seasons, bit hit and miss. It's kind of tough. I've been trying to give it a chance, but it's just not classic Simpsons. But you gotta respect the past. You gotta respect the history of The Simpsons. It's an empire. The Simpsons, I mean, they have video games. They have every single piece of merchandise you can possibly imagine. Like, they have more merchandise than Rider Gear, and that's saying something, hey? Don't be knocking The Simpsons, okay? The Simpsons is legendary. I know the new episodes haven't been great, but maybe this Canada episode will turn things around. Have you done your taxes yet? Did you just forget about your taxes until I brought it up like 7 seconds ago? A lot of people always forget about taxes, hey? And that's okay. It happens. Just a heads up, though, you have like 6 days to get it done. Next Tuesday is the tax return deadline here in Canada. Taxes are never fun. My fiance does my taxes for me. It's like 95% of the reason I'm getting married to her. I'm kidding, Brenly. I'm kidding. You are awesome. That's why I'm getting married to you. And you're very gorgeous as well. I know she's listening right now, so I'm trying to get some brownie points. Anywho, there was a tweet going around the internet last week, and it just sums up tax season so well. I'm going to read it word for word here. Government, you owe us money. It's called taxes. Me, how much do I owe? Governments, you have to figure that out by yourself. Me, I just pay what I want? Governments, oh no, we know exactly how much you owe, but you have to guess that number too. Me, what if I get it wrong? Governments, then you go to jail. I'm just going to write a letter to the NHL playoffs here, just a second here. Dear NHL playoffs, thank you for being the best thing ever. Sincerely, the world. All right, so I'm just gonna run to the post office and mail this thing. I'm just kidding. No one uses the mail anymore. I'm gonna fax it like a normal person.